This is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show, number 659 in the series. This session shares part of the Franklin Town Council meeting held on Wednesday, November 10, 2021. The meeting was conducted in a hybrid format. Members of the town council, town administration personnel were in the council chambers, along with some members of the public. Some participated via the Zoom conference bridge, all to adhere to the social distance requirements of this pandemic period. I've split the just about 1 hour and 50-minute meeting into three logical segments. First, covers the opening, town clerk swearing in, town council swearing in, organization vote, and approval of four appointments to the council and multiple license transactions, approximately 34 minutes. Second, covers the open meeting law, ethics and records presentation and Q&A session led by attorney Mark Sorrell, approximately 43 minutes. Third, covers the legislation for action, council comments. Then they enter executive session not to return to open meeting, approximately 33 minutes. The show notes contain links to the meeting agenda. So let's listen to this segment of the town council meeting of November 10, 2021.
Okay, moving on. There are no subcommittee reports this evening. I will say that between now and next Wednesday, we do have our second meeting of the month is next Wednesday because of the little mix up in the meetings. So I hope to have the subcommittees put together prior to that. Legislation for action. Resolution 21-65, cable funds in support of PEG service and programming per Mass General Law, Chapter 44, Subsection 53, F and 3/4. The amount of $18,500.22. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Here we go again. Resolution 21-65, appropriation for cable funds in support of PEG service and programming per Mass General Law, Chapter 44, Subsection 53F and 3/4. Total amount requested, $18,500.22. The purpose, to appropriate $18,522 from the PEG access and cable related fund created under Mass General Law, Chapter 44, Subsection 53F and 3/4, to be paid to the Franklin Cable Access Corporation to operate its cable access studio and otherwise fund its operations. Motion be moved and voted by the town council that the sum of $18,522 be appropriated from the PEG Access and Cable Related Fund created on the Mass General Law, Chapter 44, Subsection 53, F and 3/4, to be paid to the Franklin Cable Access Corporation to operate the Cable Access Studio and otherwise fund its operations. This resolution should become effective according to the provisions of the Town of Franklin Local Charter.
Move Resolution 21-65.
Second.
Motion and second. Discussion. Jamie.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So what has become a vote that comes up almost monthly, we are required, as you know, as the new folks will become accustomed to, these monthly deposits from the cable contracts that go to Franklin TV. And we used to be able to do one vote all year, but then DOR, for some reason, is making us do them on every payment. And so these frequently come up on the agendas. And this is for one of the franchise fees, I believe, for Comcast cable. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. Questions from the council? Councilor Plainbridge.
I always bring this up when we have to give money this way here, and we can't give it back to the residents. And I've had it explained each time, but I want the residents to know I'm still trying, okay? And we have no way of getting money back to the residents to save them some money on their cable bill. And I think it's a shame. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councilor Pellegrini. Councilor Jones.
Just a quick point in regards to Councilor Pellegrini's comments. If people are looking to save money, one of the things is I actually cut cable myself a couple years ago, and I have a full-size 4-foot by 4-foot antenna that I watch cable. I watch television for free and watch the Patriots game at a far better resolution than it would be over cable. Antennas are cheap, reliable, and you get the television stations for free.
Thank you, Councilor Jones. Is there anyone else that has a question or a comment? Seeing none, the vote will come on the motion to approve resolution 21-65. Majority votes required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 21-66. Gift acceptance, Veterans Services Department, $3,295, and Fire Department, $965. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is resolution 2166. This is an acceptance of a gift for Franklin Fire Department, Veterans and Service Department. Whereas the Franklin Fire Department and Veterans Services Department have received very generous donations totaling $3,260 to be used at the discretion of each respective department as follows. Donation summary. Franklin Fire Department, $965. One, gifts received in memory of Richard Leach, retired Franklin firefighter, to support departmental programs and purchase safety and other related equipment. Please see attached memo dated October 29th, 2021 for list of donors. Veterans Services Department, $2,295. First one is the Veterans Municipal Assistance Fund for $2,095. Please see attached memo dated October 29th, 2021 for list of donors. And two, Veterans Gift Fund, $200. Also see the attached memo dated October 29th, 2021 for list of donors. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Town Council of the Town of Franklin, on behalf of the Franklin Fire Department, Veterans Services Department, gratefully accepts this generous donation to be used at the discretion of the Franklin Fire Department and Veterans Services Department as described above. This resolution should become effective according to the provisions of the Town of Franklin Old Charter.
Move resolution 21-66.
Second.
Motion and second. Discussion. Jamie.
I want to thank everybody for their generous donations. It's amazing. I think this reflects the amazing staff that we have, because these lists just seem to go longer and longer every single time we see them. So I just want to thank everybody for their incredible generosity. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. Questions or comments from council? Councilor Pellegrini.
I'd just like to know, this money, does it go into a separate account? It has nothing to do with their budget.
Through you, Mr. Chairman, that's correct.
So they have a separate budget altogether that this money goes into.
That's correct. So through you, Mr. Chairman, the Veterans Municipal Assistance Fund is a fund established actually by the council several years ago, which is authorized under what's kind of typically, you may remember, is a local option statute. So we accepted that statute, and that goes into a separate fund and can only legally be used for a series of different expenditures like food assistance, transportation, fuel, etc. And that's processed through the Veterans Department. That is completely outside of the operating budget for the town.
And the same with the fire department. This $900 and some odd is a separate account altogether.
That's correct. By statute, we have to set up a gift, okay. a gift fund.
Great. Any further questions or comments? Seeing none, the vote will come on the motion to approve resolution 21-66. Again, a majority votes required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Town Administrator's Report. Jamie.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A couple quick notes. First, just want to congratulate everybody on the election. All the new officers here in the council, the school committee, the planning board, and even those unopposed races on the Board of Assessors and the Board of Health. Just congratulations to everybody. And I know I speak on behalf of the whole staff. We look forward to working with every single one of you. And please never hesitate to contact me. Second, I just want to make a quick announcement about the Senior Center Cafe. The Senior Center Cafe will be closed the week of Thanksgiving. One of the reasons is we are actually doing a deep clean of the facility, but more importantly, we're actually opening up volunteer opportunities at the cafe, which will now be eligible for senior tax work-off program. So I'm making a quick plug. We're gonna get out an announcement later next week, trying to do some more volunteer recruitment. And there have been some positions in the senior center have been tax work off for a while, but the folks at the cafe, we hope to get in some new faces. So if you know of anybody or anybody listening tonight that's interested, there'll be some announcement coming out from the senior center shortly, and please contact them if anyone is interested in working in the cafe for their 100 hours, which all of you just raised it up to the minimum wage. We know it's not enough, but still, it's something. And hopefully we'll get some new faces volunteering down there. And second, I read an article today, which was extraordinarily depressing, in State House News Service regarding the opioid death rate in Massachusetts. Council Dorico, many of you referenced this at meetings before. This is just one of those things I think we've talked about many times here at these meetings, of the mental health and substance abuse related issues of being a silent pandemic in and of itself. During this pandemic, I'm proud to give a plug for a community meeting on November 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the high school auditorium for a critical conversation sponsored by the Substance Abuse Task Force, the Franklin Public Schools, a series of great speakers, Mike Kalecki from the Franklin Police Department, who's a board member, Dr. Wendy Cohen, State Representative Jeff Roy, Jim Derrick, Jen Knight-Levine, Principal Josh Hanna, and Dan Legarce, a person in recovery. If any of you out there are or know someone that's struggling, we have an incredible resource in this community of the SAFE Coalition. Here's a wonderful event in a couple weeks. We hope it'll get great attendance. Unfortunately, this is something that we continue to have to do, but I did want to make a plug for it. November 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Franklin High School at the auditorium, and there will be a Zoom feature. Hopefully we can get out and continue to work on this issue. Look, my coffee cup is in the way. It's just, I know we talked about this with ARPA funding and we're looking at some additional issues. There's also a problem out there, folks, of mental health counselors. They're just not available these days. Therapists, there's a lot of grief, a lot of anxiety, a lot of anger, a lot of disappointment and a lot of frustration for many. And I hope that as we get this next session started, we can continue the great work this community's done. So with that as a background, thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Jamie. Okay. Future agenda items. Councilor Sheridan. Councilor Frangillo.
Yeah, excited to get going on a whole bunch of things. Again, the downtown zoning study. Something that lays outside of that in my mind is accessory dwelling units. I attend a lot of lectures and webinars, but one of the most interesting ones in the past few months was a few weeks ago. I attended one from AARP on accessory dwelling units, and there's a few different communities speaking about it, from Massachusetts speaking about adopting it, successes, failures, and sort of the impact that it's had on the community. It seems great, and I'd love to see Economic Development Subcommittee take it up, and then eventually the council.
Thank you, Councilor Frangillo. Councilor Hamblin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To the chair, I'd like to actually see the council take the civil discourse pledge that we voted in last term. I think it's great that it's there, and I think we should all stand up and take this pledge together to pledge to be civil to each other. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Hamblin. Councilor Cormier-Ledger.
Nothing at this time.
Councilor Chandler.
Nothing at this time.
Councilor Pellegrini.
A couple of meetings ago, I had brought up about having the Housing Authority and Lisa from the Housing Authority to come before us and let us know how things stand as far as for the numbers and all of that, okay?
Yes. Jamie, and I think we've put it on the schedule.
Next Wednesday, November 17th. They are the feature presentation.
You got it. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you, Councilor Pellegrini. Councilor Jones.
Nothing of the same, sir.
This is true. Councilor DeLorco.
Nothing at this time.
Okay, Councilor comments. Councilor Cormier-Ledger.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Truly, truly happy to be here tonight. And thank you to everybody that participated in the vote. I want to say congrats and best wishes to our grade 6 Franklin youth football team. They're going to be facing Lincoln Sudbury this Saturday at 4:00 at Franklin High School in their President's Cup, which to those guys is like their Super Bowl. So I just want to wish them and their coaches a tremendous game. And again, thank you to everybody, and so happy to be here.
Thank you. Councilor Chandler.
Through you, Mr. Chairman. Okay. I did get a couple emails this week, so let's start with the first one. I got someone that wasn't happy about the leaves, but you've heard that a few times. So I'm just going to talk about that for a second. The transfer station is free. You can bring your leaves there, no charge, which is very nice. But the person that sent me the email was more on the senior side. So if you have any neighbors, I mean, I don't have a pickup truck anymore, but when I used to, you know, if they have three, four bags out there, maybe you could just throw them in your truck for them and bring them up there. It's not going to cost you anything. If, you know, just look out. And one last thing on the leaves, I do worry a little bit that people might want to start doing their own burning because they don't want to bring them up there. So if you see your neighbors doing that, feel free to call the fire department and just let them know, because that could be dangerous if you don't know what you're doing there. And this email, I think we've been talking about this, but more has happened since the election. And that's the vandalism at the high school, especially in the bathrooms. I know there's been like three more things since even election day. So I don't know if you have any information on, through you, Mr. Chairman, to the town administrator, if you have any information on what's going on with that vandalism and how it's getting stopped, but it continues and it's costing a lot of money. Maybe other councils can speak to that, but thank you.
Jamie, do you have a short answer?
Yes. These are all heartbreaking incidents. I think we all agree that when we hear of them, especially the nature of what some of the graffiti is,
right.
You know, I wish, you know, I know that these matters. I just want to say first that I know for a fact we work, our office, as all of you know, extraordinarily closely with the superintendent and their staff and the principals. I think one of the most important things out of all this is that the school administration, the principals, the school committee, the school department as a whole takes every one of these incidents so seriously and spends, and I wish folks could sometimes see how much behind the scenes work, effort, care, and compassion that those employees go at each one of these. As you can all imagine, they're all individual incidents. They all have individual unique characteristics to them. So they're all handled differently, and we are dealing with children. You know, oftentimes minors, there's legal parameters we can work within. Globally, Councilor Chandler, I think our guess is my guess and with everybody's is as much as everybody else's. It's a challenging world. I mean, people have been crept up in homes, kids are looking to run around. You know, the mental health related issues, we just had a forum at the high school regarding mental health and substance abuse. We talked about the opioid fatalities. I mean, there's just a lot of grief and a lot of difficulty out there today. And I think, you know, to some degree, you know, I think just general the world culture right now is just filled with a lot of trying situations, and I don't think we should be completely surprised that when we see adults act up the way they do on TV all the time, that maybe some kids have some copycat experiences. I know the school department and everyone is working around the clock, often exhaustive hours, to try to get their arms around the systemic issues. But I think that overall, what I also hear is the positive experiences where I think we're hearing about the negative ones for good reasons, but on a day-to-day basis, I think also there is a positive experience that's going on up there in a lot of our schools that is something to be proud of as well. We don't hear of all the great days that everybody has that go normal. We only hear the ones where there's some sort of issue. So I wish I could speak a little bit more, you know, I wish I knew more globally that there was a light switch we could fix. I don't think we all expect there to be. But I do give the school department and the superintendent and her staff a tremendous amount of credit. They just are working in an unbelievable amount of hours, taking every one of these incidents very seriously. And I hope that, you know, hopefully at some point they'll hopefully scale down a bit. I hope that's a little.
Yeah. No. Thank you for that information. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Councilor Pellegrini.
I'd like to walk through you. I would like to follow up on what Brian just said. because I've received many calls on this. And when I say many, believe me, that's like five or more, if that's many for you. I'm not going to say hundreds. But they're taxpayers, and they're not very happy when they hear this. And I haven't been up at the school to see exactly what's being done, but I have talked to some custodians in the school, and they have said to me, it is out of control of what's happening. They don't have enough coverage in the cafeteria. And if they could have monitors, sounds like something so simple, but maybe it is. Have a monitor in there from 11 to 1, I think it is, for lunchtime, because the custodians can't say anything to the kids because they just look at them and they answer that it's you're just a custodian. And an example is the days that they have pizza up there. It's being thrown against the wall, it's being thrown on the floor. I mean, disruptive things. And it's from the horse's mouth that I'm hearing this. We've got to do something. We have cameras up there. Why can't we do something with the cameras and see exactly, you know, who's causing all of this? I've been told that there are just so many tables up there that are the troublemakers. Well, you know what? Let's get it on film and have the parents look at the film. The parents are going to be the ones that are going to have to talk to them. I don't think they're going to listen to me or the chairman or anyone. They're going to listen to their parents before even the superintendent of the school committee. And I know the school committee and them, they have so much on their shoulders right now. But we've got to stop this. We have to stop it. I know we can't have cameras in the bathrooms, of course, but we have cameras that are available when people are going in and out. That we've got to be able to utilize this. We've got to do something about it. And if it means asking for volunteers to go up there, maybe on the work-off program, to be there from 11 to 1 when they're coming in there for lunch, then we got to do it. We've got to corral these people that are creating the problem. And I know I'm willing to go up there to be a monitor. And I know a few people that had called me, and I asked them the same thing. Would you be willing? Of course, they said. And again, they used the taxpayers' money. I said, the bathroom facility, that's going to be a little harder to do. But it's just awful, the things that are going on up there. So I hope that we can do something, okay? And lastly, I just wanted to thank the voters, too. I mean, we had such a great turnout. And I think they made the right decisions. Here we are here. We've done an awful lot over the last 6 years that I've been on the council, and I know that we will continue to do the same. It's a good working relationship with everyone, and I just thank you all for being part of this again. So, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councilor Pellegrini. Councilor Sheridan.
I just want to thank the Bulls too, and I want to thank the other councilors for the welcome.
Thank you. Councilor Frangillo.
Two things. One, I talk a lot about, how impressive our athletics are, and I just want to make sure everyone saw it. So the Dalton Award every year is awarded to the school with the best combined winning percentage across all sports. We've won it 5 of the last 10 years in D1 across the state, including the last 3 years in a row. It's insane. It comes from support, resources, good families, and then students that are willing to work hard. So shout out to all our sports teams. And the other thing is next Monday at 9:30, I will be hosting alongside Jeff Roy and Congressman Auchincloss, a talk on strong town. So if you guys ever hear me, ranting about financial solvency of suburban towns, that's a lot of that thinking comes from Strong Towns, which is a national nonprofit advocacy group around transportation policy and economic development policy. Their founder is coming to town, so I'm super excited. It would be great to see everyone here. It'd be great to see some of our planning board members there, as well as in town administration. I'm very, very excited for this program. 9:30 next Monday, just an hour. It's a weird time, next Monday morning.
But it'd be good to see you all there. Thanks.
Thank you, Councilor Frangillo. Councilor Hamblin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would too would like to thank all of Franklin, the Franklin voters, and for giving me their vote and their support. And how many people showed up to vote was just amazing. It was a fun day, I think. I'd like everyone to put on their calendar. Hopefully you all go downtown during the winter and you see these beautiful, all the bridges greened up, it's all decorated, the triangle is decorated. Well, you actually could come down and help the volunteers do that on November 20th from 9 to 11 a.m. So you could just meet us down in the triangle and help us green up Franklin. Also, then after that, you can go to the first Winter's Farmers Market up at Fairmont Fruit Farm and pick up some wine, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think I had something else, but I can't remember what it was.
How happy you are to be next to me?
Oh, yes. I'm so happy to be next to Glenn. And have a wonderful and thoughtful Veterans Day tomorrow.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Hamblin. Councilor Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am happy to be next to Mel, by the way. Honestly, I just wanted to say one simple word, and that is, wow. The voter turnout for this election was, in all the years I've ever sat in this council, and any historical numbers I can think of, was unprecedented. In fact, it was so unprecedented to the point that I won a dollar off the chairman. Like I said, the total amount of voters would have been 5,780, and it came out to 5,755. So that's a dollar well earned. The amount of voters that came out to vote for that day, but it was quite a statement made by our community this past election day, and I'm very happy to be sitting here with my fellow councilors again. This will be my seventh term. Thank you. It's an honor to be here working with everybody. Thank you to the community for allowing me that opportunity to be back here and continue my job, trying to continue to make Franklin one of the best places to live and raise a family. With the comment about sports, though, I do have to make a comment in regards to Mr. Frangillo's statements about sports. Franklin has a wonderful athletic department in schools, as well as athletics in their recreation. But I bet you how many people actually know how wonderful of a theater group the Franklin High School has, because they're putting on a performance of Mamma Mia this Friday night at 7 o'clock, as well as 2 p.m. on Saturday afternoon and 7 p.m. on Saturday night. I brag only because my son is actually playing one of the lead roles as Sky in that play this Friday in 2 days on Saturday. Our hope is to pack the whole auditorium at Franklin High School. So if you haven't got tickets, please go to the Franklin High School's website. I don't know, you probably don't know where to get the ticket tonight, but I can repost that stuff on Facebook if anyone's interested in going to see Mamma Mia. We have a tremendous theater group at the Franklin High School, as well as so many wonderful theatrical things in town, like the Black Box, which I don't nearly give as much credit to the Black Box as I should, but there is totally so many great cultural things that we have in this town that need to be emphasized on top of our wonderful sports and athletics. Other than that, Mr. Chairman, it's an honor to be back here as the clerk of council. Thank you to my fellow councilors for believing me this time around, and I will not disappoint you. And in fact, I'll actually stop talking.
Oof. I was wondering if that was coming. Councilor DeLorco.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I also want to thank the voters. This will be, our sixth term, Tommy? I always get that mixed up.
Yeah, it is.
I want to also thank the voters. That was awesome. It's actually a good day when you go down there, because I see people I haven't seen in a long time, especially the kids I coached and the parents of, you know, of the kids, so you get to see them. You know, I want to, you know, obviously wish the veterans the best, but Jamie took my thunder. Obviously, I was going to mention the thing about November 18th, but the mental health is, I mean, obviously, you've seen what happened in Boston the last couple of days, the 2 or 3 days. Mm-hmm. People just to put this in a little bit, and last night at 7:30, I actually got a text from somebody in town. I can't say anything, but it says, you know, Bob, I'm really in trouble. My son has mental illness. He keeps going on. he's in an institution. The Franklin police have been great. I have nowhere to go. We're trying to find him help. We can't find him help anywhere. Do you know anyone? Could you possibly know anybody that could help in any way? That was last night at 7:30. Just to tell you what the Safe Coalition is doing, Jen Knight was already on it last night by 8:30, and they had a meeting over our office at 9 o'clock this morning, and Jen texted me and said we have a plan in action already. So that was about 10 o'clock.
Nice.
So that's some of the work that we've been doing, and it's just the mental illness that people, and the issue that he had is the same issue Jamie was talking about. There's nobody that can help these kids. There's not enough people out there working in that field. And one of the reasons is I feel that they don't get paid enough, mm-hmm. and people just don't go into that field, and that's very sad, because they do great work, and that's what we're up against. So that was just a little something. That's just something you see that's going on, along with the drug addiction. I don't even know if there was drugs involved, but it all ends up being the same thing. Mm-hmm. And so if you know somebody out there, please send them to the Safe Coalition. That person, for some reason, didn't even know that we had the Safe Coalition, you know, and that's sad. But outside of that, I'm happy to be here, and I want to thank my fellow councilors for voting me in as vice chair again, and I'll pass it on to Tom.
Thank you, Bobby. Thank you. As well, I'd like to congratulate all the newly recently elected officials to all the town boards. And I'd also like to thank all the people who cared enough about the Franklin community to run. And those that were unsuccessful, there are still plenty of opportunities to run in the future. There are also committees that you can sign up for. I know they're getting smaller. The committee opportunities are smaller and smaller, but there still are some out there. So I'd say is just please stay involved and keep that passion for the Franklin community alive, because it's what keeps all of us going. And I'd like to thank my fellow councilors for supporting me to be the chairman again, and I hope to continue to help lead us in the direction that we've all been accustomed to. And lastly, I'd just like to offer condolences to my mother and the Jordan family on the loss of my uncle, Roger Jordan, who was a very long time Franklin community member. And he will certainly be missed. He was a true gentleman. So lastly, we do have the need for an executive session. The town council needs to meet an executive session for the following purpose: to consider the purchase and exchange, lease, or value of real property. I declare that an open meeting may have a detrimental effect on the negotiating position of the public body. And this is in regards to Schmidt's Farm on Prospect Street. The open session will not reconvene at the conclusion of the executive session. Clerk will make the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move that the Franklin Town Council enter an executive session for the purposes of considering purchase, exchange, lease, or value of real property. Because of an open meeting law may have a detrimental effect on negotiating position of the board in relationship to Schmidt Farm, Prospect Street.
Second.
Motion and a second. Roll call vote. Clerk will call the roll.
Gormley Ledger.
Yes.
Frangillo.
Yes.
Chandler.
Yes.
Hamblin.
Yes.
Pellegrini.
Yes.
Jones. Yes.
No.
Vice Chair.
Yes.
Chair.
Yes.
Charity.
Yes.
I was wondering if that would happen.
Yep. That's it. I do, sir.
Thank you, one and all. We will take a 2-minute break before entering executive session. Thank you, everyone, for watching. Thank you for those.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.